Hello and welcome to Worship Conversations, a podcast by Awakened Generation. We are a worship missions organization based in Singapore with a passion to equip and empower the church in all things worship. We are back with another Mentor Me episode where we discuss questions about life we all probably have as we desire to worship and live for the Lord. On this episode, Stephanie and I talk about prayer, our struggles, and how we can overcome them. Let's get to it. Hi everyone, welcome back to another Mentor Me episode. And as you can see, I have a special guest. Hello. Could you say hi?
Hi!
So people on Spotify can hear you.
Oops.
Well, actually, this special guest was in our last deep dive episode, so you're probably already familiar with her. But we have Stephanie James. And the reason why you are here today is because you had no choice.
Yes, that's right.
I was abducted by Delphine.
This is basically our podcast roster is very, very interesting.
Specific.
Yeah. But it's great because today we're going to be talking about prayer. Mm-hmm. And I think Stephanie is a great person to talk about it because every time she talks about prayer, I feel so like encouraged.
Every time.
Okay. Also when she sings, I'm very encouraged. So let's get to the question. Prayer is so important in our faith, yet it is something many of us struggle with. Mm-hmm. What is the evidence of a strong prayer life? What are some struggles we face in prayer and how can we overcome them? Great questions.
Very good question.
Yeah.
What is the evidence of a strong prayer life? I feel like a lot of us would imagine like
fireproof!
Calm down!
You know that movie Fireproof where she goes into like the prayer closet and she's like on her knees and she's like...
I watched it, but I don't remember
anything. Yeah, I have never watched it, but I always see that video. And I just think like that must be the evidence of a strong prayer life. This like fiery black woman like on her knees like...
You gotta be
like
a black
interceding
woman.
with fire, you know, like, is that evidence of a strong prayer life?
I mean, honestly, to me, the evidence of a strong prayer life is like you know God and God knows you. That's quite hard to prove when you talk about evidence. Because we always imagine like, oh, there has to be signs and wonders. Your prayers have to be like love. You prayed something specific and then something specific happened the next day or immediately. Yeah.
Effective,
you know?
Right? It must be super effective.
Yes, but I feel like the evidence to me of a strong prayer life is you know God and people, and the only person who can like evaluate that is number one God, but also people know. And I'm reminded of John 15 where Jesus is like, abide in me and I in you, and from that place we will bear much fruit, and fruit that will last. And I think that's something that differentiates between like hype or like I don't know, fake stuff. Fake
news. Performance prayer.
Yeah, performance are the fruits that will last through time.
It's good.
Yeah, so just because you don't have, you know, your prayers answered immediately doesn't mean that...
Your prayer life sucks.
Yeah, really. That having that conversation with the Lord is... The evidence of that is that you know Him.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I think strong evidence of a prayer life is really meekness. Mm-hmm. You know, when someone doesn't try and control a situation but has so much authority in the spirit, like, and to bring it before God constantly, I think that's really strong evidence to me. And also, like, that humility that comes out of this, I think it's a very powerful evidence. At least a more, like... It's the evidence that we can sort of see. Like, yeah. It's like someone who's really humble and like all glory goes to God. Like, it's not the fake modesty kind, like the put yourself down, like, oh, it's not me. Well, I prayed.
And exactly.
And the Lord answered, you know, and the Lord came through for me. I think that's really strong evidence. And that's what I actually would like to see more in my own life. Like, I feel like I still very humanly try and control things and make things happen and change things, but... I feel like more and more the conviction in my heart is like I want my first response to be I need to pray. Mm-hmm. You know, I need to bring this before God first before I say anything about anything to anyone, you know. Yeah, because right now I still kind of
You're doing well.
Yeah, I know. We're all doing well.
Yes.
Right. So yeah. what is the evidence of, oh no, not evidence. What's the struggles that we might have in prayer? We were just texting about
this.
Yeah,
I was like, I struggle right now.
Yeah, I'm struggling too right now, like in prayer.
I'm just like, I'm just not a very disciplined person. I feel like, oh, it's so hard. I can't even wake up early sometimes.
Sometimes, every day. Can't even wake up early. Me neither. So you're not alone.
Yeah, I think, well, the struggle is like we just don't show up to pray, right? And I was just reflecting on this. I was like, why are there times where I just like, I'd rather do 10,000 other things? And then I realized very sadly that it is really because, I wrote here something. Oh, 1 John 4 verse 7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. So anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." Essentially what he's saying is that the more you know God, the more you love God. And a prayer problem is actually a love problem, which is really a revelation problem. So in moments like that, what I do is I gotta go back to the Word. Don't even start with prayer. Just go back to the Word and like, God, show me who you are again. And the easiest place to do that, honestly, for me is the Psalms, because I don't even need to like look to the passage and look for a passage that like talks about God. You know, Psalms all talk about God, who God is, and it's always so expressive.
Yeah.
If you are like feeling discouraged, a lot of like lamenting going on there that you can easily identify with, but it always like directs our hearts back to God and who he is. And there's so much sweetness in the Psalms that every time I feel like, Lord, I need to reconnect with you, I feel like I don't enjoy being in your presence. How can that be?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
moments
yeah,
like that, I go back sure. to the Psalms.
Yeah.
And that always brings alignment. Yeah, so that was just...
It's true. Wow, it's a love problem.
It is.
And right. I think a big part of it is also like a distraction problem.
Yeah.
Because like, it's not that we don't love God. Yeah. It's just that we kind of got distracted.
Yeah.
And just things kind of pile on top of each other, right? And,
yeah.
and it's not that you love those other things that you're doing more than you love God, but I think it's really that you love God so deeply, but there are all these other things. As humans,
yeah.
we get distracted. So, you know, I think it's a very real struggle.
Yeah.
Distraction. Like, I'm so distracted by my phone and the news these days.
Oh yeah, the phone, man.
Like, you know, I can have my Bible open, but then I'm just on the news on my phone. It's like,
I usually just hide my phone.
I know, I should do that.
just like leave it somewhere, and then sometimes I literally forget where it is.
That's great. Aspire to be like you. Mm. Okay, so how can we overcome? Then how can we overcome this like love? You said reading the Psalms.
Yeah.
I think reading, for distraction, yeah. I think a big part of distraction is yes, like lock your phone away.
Yeah.
That's a real one. I used to tell my students that all the time, but I don't do it.
Yeah. You know, it's okay if you don't check your notifications. It's okay if you don't reply people immediately.
Yeah.
It's okay.
And I think, you know, I was just talking to Ian the other day about this. Like, he's like, yeah, praying more and coming back to first love is really important, but sometimes you really need to cut off things.
Mm.
He says there's no other way around it. Like, mm-hmm. if you're feeling distracted, then you gotta cut it off. Like, there is no other solution to distraction.
Cut off the eyeballs.
Don't cut off the eyeballs. Cut off your right hand. Your right hand
cut off the phone.
Yeah, so like even things like turning off data when you're on the road, like
mm-hmm.
or you know, actively fasting from social media or from reading things that is not the Bible, you know, mm-hmm. like those things could be really powerful in rekindling that passion
yep.
for prayer and conversation with God again.
Yeah, it's like when you eat Tim Tam before lunch.
Yeah, and then you
don't eat the Tim Tam.
Yeah, just don't buy Tim Tams in general.
Yeah, Tim Tams like distractions, like the other things that we eat that just dulls our appetite for God, the real stuff, which is lunch.
The good stuff. The healthy lunch.
The healthy lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but we love the rubbish, don't we?
I know, right? Junk food.
It's true. Okay, so what are some ways we can overcome these struggles then? I think here are some really good points.
Yeah, I really like praying scripture. I think... it's always like, okay, Lord, I made time for you. I'm here now. Then you're like, okay, but what do I do? or maybe you have a prayer list and then you're like, Oh, I finished it in 5 minutes. What do I do now?
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like praying scripture, and I mentioned briefly just now about going to the Psalms, but, you know, anywhere in the Bible that speaks to you. You know, you could start with a situation you have in mind, like, Lord, I'm really anxious about this. Then what are some verses that talk about not being anxious? You know, opening that up and not just reading it, but praying it. So two ways to respond to what you read is really think about what promises you have to believe and what truths you have to obey. So promises to believe, for example, what example? Do not be anxious about
anything, but in everything, through prayer and supplication.
Yeah, or like, you know, that passage about the sparrows, right? Where the Lord feeds the sparrows. So why are you worried about what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to wear? So that's like a promise to believe, like, the Lord, like, Lord, you clothe the sparrows, so I'm going to believe that you take care of me because I'm worth so much more, right? So then praying it like, Lord, I believe that you're my provider. I believe that you're going to take care of tomorrow. I believe that you love me more than you love the sparrows. I believe that, you know, you're creator God. You can provide me with anything that I need, everything that I need. So that's a way to pray the truths that are in scripture and believing God's promises. And then, of course, things that you need to obey. What are some things that I need to obey? Like, you know, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, right? Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, let your prayer and supplication be made known to the Lord. So then you're like, okay.
Through Thanksgiving.
Yeah, through Thanksgiving.
Very important.
So how do I obey God's word in that? I just have to not be anxious and give thanks. Yeah, exactly. And then and pray and ask the Lord, like, hey, this is so God, good. This is my problem. But I'm going to believe and I'm going to trust and I will obey you when you say that I shouldn't worry. So that's what praying scripture is like. So the next time you're like, oh, I got nothing to pray, I really don't know what to pray, then instead of like racking your brain, coming up with creative ways, why don't we just pray God's truth? You know, there's another passage that I wrote down. Let me see. 1 John 5, verse 14 to 15 says, this is the confidence we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we make, that we have asked of him. So how do we know that we are praying in accordance with his will? How do we know that we're asking in accordance to his will? It's really by praying scripture.
Yeah.
Because that's God's will for us.
Yeah, unchanging will.
Yeah. And that's who he is. That's what he wants. So when we pray scripture, we have the assurance that, this will come to pass for me, for my life.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one thing I learned from Steph is praying scripture. And I realized that I do it a lot more now.
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah. Because first of all, it's a cheat sheet.
Yes.
It's like, why try and reinvent the wheel? Just pray what the saints have been praying for years.
And it's so powerful.
And there are also, you know, those books. I received a book from a friend once, The Prayer of the Saints. So like, you know, back in the day when people used to write in the 16th century, 17th century, there are all these powerful prayers written by saints. And, you know, I find them so like comforting to pray those prayers and read those prayers. You know, you don't always have to pray from them and read what they say, but whatever they pray, actually it was like, oh, I never thought of that. Like there's something that could fuel your prayer life as well. Mm-hmm. I think the other thing you were mentioning about scripture is that your quiet time can be so much more dynamic if you make it a conversation rather than just like we sometimes think of reading the Bible as like Bible study and like information, like, oh, this happened, you know, or like, God, why are you speaking to me? But it can also be, Lord, like, I pray back to God, like pray this verse back to him and then receive what he has to say about it to us. I think the last thing that I have to encourage everybody here is, if you find it hard to pray alone, pray people.
Yeah, exactly.
I know it sounds crazy, but sometimes when I tell Singaporeans, like, I don't know if this is a thing like in other countries, but I tell Singaporeans, like, why don't you just pray with your friends like at lunch? Or they're like, huh?
Yes, you can do that.
You can. Like, or when I offer to pray for somebody, like, at coffee, and they're like, oh, now? It's like, yeah. It's like, you know, because you always say, like, I'll pray for you. And then you sort of pray in your mind, you pray something. But, like, why not just encourage the person? Just pray then, you know? Or, like, if there's a situation that is bothering you, you can just ask your friend to pray with you in that very space.
Del's done it for me a few times. Thank you.
So, you know, I was in Korea with some friends, and, you know, the entire church service, because they are planting a church, right? The entire church service is actually reading scripture and praying.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, there is no big sermon. Maybe someone has a bit of sharing from the scripture, but everyone reads, like, there's a word that the Spirit lays on their heart, and they just pray into that, and they pray for everybody in the room. And I just remember being so ministered to by the presence of God, because first of all, everyone is participating in this. And second of all, it's like, I'm not looking to one person to pray for me. It's like everyone has that, you know, that responsibility to pray for one another as the saints, right? So, you know, and then the whole week I was just kind of going to Bible studies with friends, like, in cafes. And these are, like, cool people, you know. They're not, like, we think of, like a bit nerdy. They're not aunties. Like, yeah, they're not aunties, you know. They're, like, cool creators. Like,
they are really cool. Really, I met some of them.
Yeah, super cool people. And I'm so amazed always, like, where they're like, let's do Bible. You know, let's pray together. And I'm just so moved by that. And I think after coming back to Singapore, I kind of forgot because we're so busy. But actually praying with people is powerful. And so, you know, if you're struggling to pray alone,
grab a friend
at coffee. Just make it a point. It doesn't have to be long prayers. Just make it a point. Say, like when I meet my friend today, we're going to start with a word of prayer if they're a believer. And if they're not a believer, then make an effort to say, like, if they share something that bothers them, I'm going to ask, like, hey, can I pray for you now? And then just make it short and sweet. Like, don't do the whole Christianese things where it's like, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Like, yeah. Great.
Yes.
Well, we hope that has been helpful. Really? Ken? We hope this episode has been helpful for you in encouraging you in your prayer life. And as usual, if you have any questions, you can leave us a message in our social media or send us an email. You can find us. It's 2023. That's all for today. I'm going to pray. We should pray.
Yes.
Let's pray. Father God, we just thank you even for the privilege that we can offer prayers everywhere, anywhere we are. Yeah. We no longer have to go to a place to pray. But Lord, we can be in your presence anywhere. And we just ask for every person who's listening to this, that your presence will be made known to them, Lord, that you will encourage them even in their faith journey to converse with you, to love you, and to be encouraged in loving one another as well. We just pray, Lord, for wisdom and just for that sweet tenderness of being able to commune with you everywhere that they are. We just bless them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Bye-bye. Amen. Thank you all for joining us today for this Mentor Me episode. If you are looking for intentional mentorship in worship, we have an Awakened Generation Worship School available in Singapore and online if you are based internationally. So check it out at our website, www.awakengeneration.sg, for more details. Hope to see you in our school.